Protests erupt nationwide after release of Tyre Nichols footage. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on January 27, 2023. Protests have begun across the country after Memphis officials released the video footage of the traffic stop that resulted in the death of 29-year-old Tyre Nichols. Nichols, a 29-year-old black man, died on January 10, 3 days after Memphis police officers stopped him for reckless driving. In an initial statement, the Memphis Police Department said Nichols complained of having shortness of breath after another confrontation occurred between Nichols and law enforcement. On Friday, Memphis officials released video footage from the traffic stop that showed officers shouting expletives and repeatedly punching Nichols as they attempted to detain him. In Memphis, protesters demonstrated on the highway and blocked the flow of traffic. "Holding up traffic ain't gonna do nothing," one trucker stuck on the highway said. In Dallas, several dozen people gathered for an impassioned but peaceful demonstration outside the Dallas Police Department headquarters. As Dallas News reported, some attendees held signs with sayings including "Stop the War on Black America" and "Justice for Tyre Nichols." Crowding together against the cold, they shouted "No justice, no peace and no good cops in a racist system." Protests reached the nation's capital, with citizens gathering outside the White House. "The only way we will get justice for Tyre Nichols, to overturn this capitalist system, is if we understand our power," one protester said through a megaphone, Fox News reported. "Racist police terror, health care, climate change, workers' rights, all of these things are intertwined," the man continued. Some White House demonstrators held signs that read, "Jail killer cops," with "Party for Socialism and Liberation" underneath. Protests in New York City seem to be more aggressive. A large group of protesters marched through the streets of New York City, video shows. At Times Square, brawls and arrests reportedly broke out. Some people could be seen throwing punches at law enforcement, with a crowd huddled around the officers. Another protester bashed the windshield of a police car, one video showed. Despite the protests, Memphis officials are taking action against those involved in Nichols' death. A grand jury indicted former Memphis police officers Demetrius Haley, Tadarius Bean, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills, and Justin Smith, all of whom are black, on several charges, including second-degree murder. Additionally, all officers were fired from the Memphis Police Department last week. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.